What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video Kevin O'Leary calls out Mark Cuban. I think it's a Patrick Bat David video, actually. One of my favorite content creators and podcasters on the net. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. And let's get into it.
That lit, that slap. It is that one. That egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like that's that turn. That lit, that slap. It is that one. That everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Don't forget, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Also, let me stand up, show you one of the t-shirts. Got Dizzle Established 2001 t-shirt. I love this one. Reminds me of like the Brooklyn Dodgers old gear and whatnot. You can get these shirts, hats, hoodies, and sweatshirts and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on Merchandise Store. Or go to Etsy.com. That's E-T-S-Y.com. Search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And also, I guess I can announce it now since they said I could go ham on Twitter. But we got the new Dizzle Brand Delta 8 gummies and vapes and drinks on the way as well. But the gummies are now available. Go to DizzleNova.com. And it's basically Dizzle Brand and Camp Nova collabing together and partnering together for the Dizzle gummies. And I will have some samples here soon and whatnot to basically advertise and promote. But yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Dizzle brand gummies available on DizzleNova.com and also check out DizzleBrand.com. Get the alcohol, the bottles of alcohol, and you can get the t-shirts as well. Don't forget it's an agave tequila, cognac, and an orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. All right, let's get into this.
Isn't to educate society. Kevin O'Leary just ripped Mark Cuban's claim that going woke is good for business, warns that you risk alienating 50% of your customers. So these are two of the guys, probably the main guys on the great Shark Tank show that's out there duking it out. And let me go to the store here. So here we go. Mark Cuban believes embracing woke ideology is good for business. But Kevin O'Leary disagrees, stating when you get involved in partisan issues, you basically lose 50% of your constituency. Why you would do that when you're a consumer goods or service company, everybody is learning, makes absolutely no sense. O'Leary emphasizes that the role of a corporation is to serve its customers, employees, and shareholders, and not to educate society on social issues. He states, their role is not to educate society on the social issue of the day. Companies like Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Target have faced negative consequences for allegedly going woke. O'Leary points out, when you lose $9, $10, $11, $12 billion of market cap, you know that you've offended somebody and that that person is your customer. That's bad business, really bad business. Yeah. Tom.
Before Tom goes in, I'm a marketing and advertising guy. I've been making a living for over the decade now promoting musicians. Marketing, advertising, musicians. And one thing I would never do is take a political stance. Like, this is the thing. Once you take a political stance for business, yes, you alienating half of your consumer base, and you could lose a large portion of that. Like Bud Light has literally permanently lost 25% of their customer base. They've lost one out of every four customers because they chose a side. Like, I'm with this. Your job isn't to educate people to pawn your ideologies and views on consumers. Like, if you're a pizza joint, you know, if I start going to the pizza joint and the pizza joint starts trying to force ideologies on me, I'm going to start going to another pizza joint. Because when I go to a pizza joint, I just want to get good pizza. I don't want you to sit there and try to shame me into accepting views and ideologies. Because that's what these people are doing nowadays. That's the thing. When you pick a side and you pick the side that actually is trying to shame people into agreeing with them, to shame people into conforming to their views and their ideologies, you've really picked the wrong side then. Because the other side isn't trying to shame people into agreeing. One side is trying to shame people in agreeing, and you've chosen that side, so you've definitely done a lot of alienating. And I would say you've alienated more than half of your consumer base, because I would argue that a lot of people on that political side are going to start pushing back on these ideologies and views that are being forced upon people. And yes, people can say, no, they're not being forced upon people. Yes, they are. If everywhere I look and everywhere I go is your ideologies and views smack dab in my face, that's you trying to force your views and ideologies on me. You trying to brainwash me and conform me. Let's keep it moving.
Well, first of all, Kevin O'Leary comes up out from under the rock after FTX that he's been sitting on.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's a heavy rock.
And then it's like, hey, something to talk about that's not three letters. I think there's some truth to what Kevin O'Leary is saying. Kevin O'Leary is saying, hey, you look at, it's kind of what I just said. There are a number of people that like our products. We're not going to be for or against any one of them. Please enjoy. And I think
it's that simple.
Kevin O'Leary is absolutely,
you know, it's that simple. It's as simple as just make a good product or provide a good service and sell it. Don't try to force people to conform. Don't try to force views, ideologies. Don't try to, you know, shame people. Try to, you know, unless your job is to get paid to educate, what are we talking about here? If your job is to sell pizzas, then sell pizzas. Don't try to force your views on me. If your job is to sell hamburgers, sell a good hamburger. How about you worry about that? Don't worry about trying to force, you know, views on me and trying to make me conform to your views while I'm buying a burger. You know, and that's the problem I have with sports. And like I've always said, like, okay, you got politics in movies, you got politics in music. We don't want politics in our sports. At least I don't. And if they keep politicizing sports, they keep adding politics to sports, I'm going to get tired of sports and stop watching sports. Because politics are not entertaining. Politics is not entertainment. At least to me, it's not. Movies, music, sports, comedy, those things are entertaining to me. But once you start throwing politics in my face, it's no longer entertaining. It's no longer entertaining. When you throw on politics in my face. And same thing with a service or a product. Like, your burger is no longer good to me. You got the best burger on the planet. You keep throwing politics in my face, views that I don't agree with and don't accept, and some views that I would never agree with and never accept, and trying to shame me into accepting your views, I'm going to tell you, screw your burger, screw your pizza, screw your service, or whatever. You know, that's the thing. Like, when I'm on my podcast, okay, this is a podcast. I'm creating content. I'm reacting to content. I can pick a side and a view. But when it comes to, because I'm not selling a service. First of all, my podcast is not even monetized yet. I'm not selling a service. I'm not selling a brand. Now, once my podcast gets monetized, things change, you know. Once I start selling merch on the podcast and things of that nature. But like when you go to my marketing promotion company, like I don't throw pride flags on there. I don't throw American flags on there. I don't throw anything that I feel I know that people will get offended by and get alienated by. There's no flags. There's no political views. I'm not telling nobody, hey, vote Republican, vote Democrat, or I'm Republican or I'm Democrat or anything of that nature. It's like buy a music promo. These are the best options. This is how we could get the best results. And that's it. When I'm selling a service, I'm just trying to provide the best quality service. That's it. I'm not trying to alienate consumer base. Not trying to bring politics into it, you know. Now, I have talked to customers before and discussions did get political because we were talking about things like censorship on YouTube and stuff like that, which is it's a political issue, political matter, because it's Democrats and crazy liberals and progressives that are pushing censorship. They're the ones that agree with censorship. They're the ones that support censorship. So it has been politicized. And then when I have to explain to my clients of why their music video got disapproved, it's because their video is being censored. And then it kind of becomes a political discussion. But I don't sit there and, you know, say, hey, you know, like, I'm Republican or anything of that nature. I just say, like, yeah, this is why this is happening. I don't agree with it. And it's really out of my power. Let's keep it moving.
Correct. And I think he points out, if you're upsetting a customer, what are you doing? Now, that's different from if you're, we just saw a thing about fur coats. You're making fur coats and the animal activists aren't going to be happy with you. Or you're tobacco and no one's happy about the addictive, that vape is so addictive. And now you're getting teenagers involved. This isn't that. This is Kevin O'Leary saying, hey, if these are your customers, why
would... Now, yeah, you heard what he said, right? I like how he breaks that. This isn't you making fur coats and animal activists get mad. No, this is you were making beer. Everything was fine, and you decided to piss off half your consumer base and shoot yourself in the foot. This is you shooting yourself in the foot. That's what this is. You committing career suicide when you do this. I think this is the worst thing I've seen businesses ever do is start taking a political side. Start choosing a political side. You know, if somebody like one of my customers tried to ask me, yo, what is my, am I Republican or Democrat? I would tell them I am in the middle, first of all. I'll tell them it's none of their business. Second of all, I'm in the middle, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to, you know, I live in a gray area. I like to play the middle, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to choose a side when both sides are hypocritical, but one side is more hypocritical than the other, and I'm pretty sure you can figure out what side that is. You know, just go listen to some old Malcolm X talking about Republican and Democrats, and Malcolm X will tell you, which political side is more hypocritical and more deceitful than the other?
Why would you upset any of your customers?
Why?
Forget that this is about woke. That's the question O'Leary's asking. Why would you upset any of your customers? And I think he's dead right.
Adam.
I had to cut off. Why would you intentionally upset some of your customers? Now, sometimes, like, this idea that the customer is always right, that's one of the biggest lies in mankind's history. There's customers that are wrong. But sometimes the businesses is wrong. You know, they've made a mistake and the customer is upset, you know. So why would you, Why would you further upset the customer? Why would you intentionally upset the customer? Now, if the customer is completely wrong and they're just, I mean, yeah, you don't have to sit there and kiss ass and lie just to please the customer, you know, when the customer is clearly wrong. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people just basically shooting themselves in the foot, just intentionally pissing off customers and half of your customers just to go along with a small, just to please a small minority of Americans. You're literally trying to alienate half of your consumer base to please 1%, literally 1% of a consumer base. Never would I alienate half of my consumer base to try to please 1% of my consumer base. I would tell the 1% just to kick rocks if that was the case. And keep 99%
What's up with Mark Cuban? Is he that left, Pat, where he's like, vaccine, yep, and everybody get, yep, this, and he's getting involved, and he's all this woke. Like, what is his deal? It's like, what is up with this guy?
No. Mark Cuban, don't let him fool you. He's one of the sharpest cats out there. He knows exactly what he's doing, who he's supporting. He's the type of guy that he is a sequencing guy. Okay. Like, he knows, I'm going to support this guy because I'm going to get this guy, and I'm going to defend this guy, and I'm going to be against. He knows, like, he the enemies he's chosen, you know who he's defending, who's side he's a part of. He's not a dummy. Mark Cuban knows what he's doing. So whether it's knowing the fact that if you don't go woke, what is the benefit of if he owns the Dallas Mavs? Can he go to the Dallas Mavs valuation? What is, and a big chunk of his net worth is with the Mavs. He bought it, I think, for $240 million.
Yeah,
bucks.
I'm guessing it's at least $2-3 billion.
I believe his non-sports, his non-sports net worth, Pat, I think is 1.1 to be exact.
Yeah, 75% of his net.
So correct. He's worth $5
billion. Yeah.
His non-sport is 1.1. Well, I mean, his non-sport is probably a little bit more than that, but the team is a $3.3 billion company.
Check his net worth. It might not even be $5 billion.
It's 5.1.
Okay, that's where it is.
Mark Cuban net worth, I want to say it's 5.1 billion. Okay. So $5.1 billion net worth that Mark's got. So what happens if all of a sudden NBA brokers a deal with China? You know what happens to that $3.3 billion?
It's going up.
Did you see when the Denver Broncos were all of a sudden bought for whatever? And do you remember who made everybody in the NBA rich? Who's the most hated owner in the NBA that made everybody rich in the NBA? What
Donald
was the guy's
Sterling?
Name? Donald Sterling.
Yeah, when he sold
buys the
Steve
LA
Ballmer.
Clippers for, what did he sell, $2.1 billion? What was LA Clippers sold for?
I thought it was $2 billion and change to
sells
Steve Ballmer.
Who did what? $2 billion. I thought it was a little over $2 billion. Okay, $2 billion.
There you go.
Okay, do me a favor. Type, how much did Donald Sterling buy the Clippers for? Because it was a San Diego Clippers when he bought it.
Yeah, it was like 75 bucks.
How much did Donald Sterling pay
85
San Diego Clippers?
San Diego Clippers.
It's okay. $12.5 million.
Oh my God.
The guy buys the Clippers for $12.5 million, sells it for $2 billion. You know what X that is?
Wow. He had buildings
10X is $120 million. 100X is 1.25. Wow. He sells it for nearly 180X of what he paid for it, right?
Wow.
When Donald Sterling did that, everybody went like this. I hate the guy, but damn, I love the guy. You know, he just made me a billionaire, dog.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next crazy event like this that can get the NBA to be insane valuations is if they go into China and if, you know, if Adam Silver wants to be known as a commissioner like the great Robert Kraft that made all NFL owners billionaires, where NFL owners like, you can fly private jet for the rest of your life and your great-great-great-great-grandkids. We'll give you best health insurance for the rest of your life, your entire family. You can go anywhere. That's pretty much a deal he got plus $25 million. I don't know what the deal was, $37 million or some salary. He knows if he pisses off the wrong people, Mark Cuban, that sequencing of getting that contract in China. Again, I'm speculating.
Yeah,
I don't know
fine.
This for a fact.
It's
purely opinions here. But the guy's not a dummy. He's choosing sides, and he knows which side he's not a part of. And for you to go and, like, be against a Musk or a Rogan, really? Like, what do you mean? Like, do you know who likes Musk? Do you know who likes Rogan? You know what kind of people like those two guys?
Your audience?
It's
your,
the people
going to the
that
games?
Question authority. It's people that are anti-establishment. It's people that are ballsy. It's people that can stand up for something. It's people that are willing to say some stuff that is going to offend the doctors that you can't ever offend those people. you're offending the people that are already protected, and you're putting like this. Yeah, that no one.
I want to stop right there. I think that's what this boils down to. People are scared to offend people. They're afraid to offend people. Not me. And I'm not afraid to be offended. I'm scared to be offended. Yeah, you know, it's crazy that people will agree with something that is not reality. They will agree with a side that believes in something that is not reality, something that is make-believe. And yes, I'm talking about transgenderism. Which has nothing to do with this, but that's the side you chose. And I could never choose that side. If I had no choice to pick a side between conservatives and progressives, no way, no how am I choosing a side that says a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man. I'm not choosing a side that believes in that says they are believe in equality, but they believe in things that are the exact opposite of equality, like diversity and equity. It's the exact opposite. It's a complete contradiction. They say they believe in feminism, but they also believe in transgenderism. Complete contradictions. Like, I can't pick the side that believes in two things across the board that clearly contradict themselves and clearly are hypocrisies and double standards. Yeah, if I have to pick a side, I'm going to pick the side that living in the real world, that's living in on planet Earth, and that's conservatives. Because anybody who believes in transgenderism is you're not living on this planet. You're not even living on Earth. You're living in some fairy tale, make believe, imaginary, made up world where anybody can identify as anything. I identify y'all as jackasses, but you know, apparently y'all identify as whatever the hell you want to identify as. Yeah, like that's the thing. You can't pick a side, man. You can't pick a side when you're trying to sell a product or sell a service. All you need to focus on is selling the product and selling the service. Like, you know, I try to provide a high quality music marketing service. I could give a rat's ass whether my customers are Republicans or Democrats buying it. I will promote them both the same. If all my customers was to tell me beforehand, say we required everybody to now tell your political party affiliation beforehand, I wouldn't sit there and be like, well, yeah, you know, these Democratic musicians buying my services, I don't agree with their views, so I'm not gonna put any real effort into their music promotion. No, I would never do that. I would never do that. I don't care what their views are. I don't like. I've promoted songs that offend me. I still promote them to the fullest. Like, I will listen to the song and get offended every single time I hear the song because they might say something in there that I find offensive. But guess what? That doesn't change the fact of I'm still going to put my best effort, my best foot forward into marketing, promoting this music. I will never take a political stance on Promo Palace to alienate my consumer base. And I would never promote anybody's music any less just because they have a political ideology or view. I don't care if they were communist. If they make music and they want to get their music promoted and they have a budget to promote their music, I'm going to do everything within my power to promote their music within the constraints of that budget. I'm not going to think of any less, but that's the thing. These businesses are out here saying, screw half of my consumers. I'm going to pick a side. And then you're talking about it's good business. No. Mark Cuban knows good and well that that's not good business. He just doesn't want to offend a certain crowd of people. He's a coward. He's a pansy. He doesn't have a pair of balls on him, apparently. Apparently, Mark Cuban identifies as a bitch. That's what it is. He identifies as a woman, apparently, as a bitch, because there's nothing manly about Mark Cuban if you basically are just saying things that you don't really believe. You don't really believe. You just don't want to offend. Like, screw that. If I don't believe it, if I don't agree with it, I'm not going to sit there and lie just so you don't feel offended. That's the problem. People don't want to, they want to lie so they don't offend somebody. No, man. Now I'm jeopardizing my character, my values, my morals. I'm jeopardizing who I am as a person now by lying just so, you know, if I want to lie just because I'd be the press secretary, they get paid to lie. So, yeah, man, Kevin O'Leary, even though Kevin O'Leary is, like they said, he's crawling under his rock to say this, I agree 1,000%. This is the dumbest marketing strategies ever, is taking a political stance. Because when you go woke, you're taking a political stance. You're picking a side. You're choosing a side. You're alienating half of your consumer base just to please 1% of the population, which is crazy. It's crazy. So once again, I'll thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.